The first bracha of Kriyat Shema, the bracha of Yotzer Or, is a bracha where we praise Hashem that He created light, and He really created the entire world. And the Rambam writes that there is a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, of loving Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there are two ways that we can achieve Avas Hashem. One is through studying and understanding His creation. Through that, we appreciate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the second way is through being in love with Hashem that He gave us Torah and mitzvos. So the first bracha of Kriyat Shema is about praising Hashem for creating the world. The second bracha of Kriyat Shema of Av Rabba is praising Hashem for giving us Torah and mitzvos. And through both of these brachos, we feel connected and we feel love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we're ready to recite Shema Yisrael because we're so in love with Hashem. That's what we say, V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha, that we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shema after we praise Hashem for these two aspects that engender the love. Again, so the first bracha is a blessing, praising Hashem for creating the world. Now, this is a bracha of Yotzer Or, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light, and that's symbolic of the first act of creation, right? In the first day of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Or, created light. But we also say HaMeir La'aretz, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides light to the land. So it's not only that He created light, this is the first thing that God created, but our first writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created us with the, and created the world and us with this, with us with the ability to see His creation and praise Hashem. He didn't just create us, He didn't just create the world, but He gave us the tools and the ability to see how wonderful the land is. So He was Meir Lord, He made the land full of light so that we could see all the wonderful gifts that Hashem created in this world. Now, Hashem didn't just create the world and leave us for us to do with the world without God's help. We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's V'tuvo Mechadesh B'chayom Tov Masiv Reishis, that in His goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu renews the act of creation each and every day. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a dynamic relationship with us and with the world. He didn't just create the world and leave. Additionally, that's reflected in the fact that we actually make a request in this bracha. We say, Elokei Olam Berachmecha Rabim, Rachem Aleinu Adonu Zeinu Tzur Miskabedim Begeni Shedim Miskabadeinu. We ask God to have mercy upon us. Again, what are we saying? By asking Hashem to have mercy on us in His abundant mercy, we are acknowledging the fact that we have a relationship with Hashem. That again, Hashem didn't just create the world and leave, but He still maintains that relationship with the world. Then we have this Kel Baruch Gadol Deya Hechin, who follows the Rechama. We praise Hashem with words that each word begins with the Aleph Beis. Kel, Aleph, Baruch, Beis, Gadol, Gimel, Deya, Dalet, Hechin, Hey. And go through the entire Aleph Beis. The Sefer Abu Darham explains that the reason why that the Chazal established this prayer with an Aleph Beis is Lo'odia ki lo niskaimu shamayim va'aretz v'sodoseim ela bavur ha-Torah. That the whole world was created only because of the Torah. V'Torah kula yotis me'osios alpha beisa chaf beis osios. And the Torah emerges from the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. So in other words, we are essentially telling Kadosh Baruch Hu that we thank You for creating the world, and we praise You for creating the world, and we recognize that it was only for the purpose of the Torah. And then we talk about, in this bracha, how the angelic creatures, the celestial beings, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this essentially rejects the paganistic view that there were, that the angels were independent entities, or the sun was an independent entity, the stars were independent entities, and you should pray to them. We don't believe that. We believe that we should pray directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything. And even the great angels praise Hashem each and every day. That's Titzbarach. That's what we're saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Kedoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is created the holy beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the angels, and they are Poschim Espiyam B'Kedusha V'Tara B'Shir V'Zimra. They are singing and praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, and Baruch Hashem in Komo. They say these two lines. One line is from Yeshayahu, saying Kadosh Baruch Hu is, the whole world is full of Him. As Kadosh Baruch Hu is here, he's imminent. And also, he's Baruch Fa Hashem in Komo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is blessed from his place, transcendent, far away. Yecheskel said that, referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as he was taking his divine chariot, as it were, and leaving, in a sense, Yerushalayim. But Kadosh Baruch Hu is both here, and he's also there. And how we reconcile the two, how Kadosh Baruch Hu is both everywhere and also transcendent, so that the philosophers debate about this, the Kabbalists discuss about this. There is some, the Rambam felt that you shouldn't say this in private, because this is Dvarim Shebikdusha. And these are Kadosh, Baruch Hashem, and Komo. These are Dvarim Shebikdusha. And just like Kedusha in Chazaras HaShatz, the repetition of Shemot Esrei, you can only recite when you have a minion. So this you can only recite when you have a minion. However, that's not Minhag Ashkenaz. We say it even private, because we're not praising Hashem. We're simply stating how the angels praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last paragraph of the first bracha refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a pol gvuros, osa chadashos, baal milchamos, zoret tzedakos, and matzviach yishuos, berifuos, noros sehilos, adon haniflos. So this, some mefarshim explain that this rejects the belief that the different planets, the Gemara in Brachos, so the Rashi in Brachos, stuff, I think Nunvav, discusses how there's this belief that the seven planets have certain features, that the sun is Pol Gvuros, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ketzetz HaShemesh B'Gvuroso, there's strength coming from the sun. Or the moon is Osech Hadashos, because the moon's always renewing itself. Or that Mars or Madim is Baal Melchamot, it's the planet of war. And what we're saying essentially is all of these attributes that the pagans attributed to planets, no, really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. And finally, we say, Or Chadash Al Tzion Tawir V'Nizka Chalom Meher Lo Ro. So the Sfardim, some of the Sfardim felt we shouldn't say that about Or Chadash. Because Or Chadash, so there we're praying for a new light that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should shine on Tzion, which refers to the light of the Mashiach. Normally, the end of the bracha has to be the same as the beginning of the bracha. The beginning of the bracha is praising Hashem for creating the light that exists in our world. Or Chadash is talking about the light of the future. So to this, the Rosh write, no, that the light of the Messianic era was also created during the Shesh Shemei Breshis, Chazal said. During the 6 days of creation, the light that was hidden for the future, for the final redemption, that was also created. So he created everything. In the beginning, right now, he only showed us some of the light, but God willing, Bez Hashem, in the time of the Mashiach, so there, Kadosh Baruch Hu will show us all the light, the greater light, the Or Chadash, and that we should benefit from that.